Your taxes hold the key.
Business persons, please remember that the following taxes are due on June 15. Corporate estimated income tax second quarter payment. Self-employed statutory payments second quarter. This is the S03. Employer's statutory deductions for May. This is the S01. And minimum business tax first half payment of $30,000. Pay online, save time, and pay on time to avoid penalties and interest charges. For further information, call our customer care center at 1-888-TAX-HELP or visit our website at jamaicatax.gov.jm. This has been Your Tax Tip in 60 Seconds, brought to you by Tax Administration Jamaica.
Starting July 1, low-income earners will be able to access increased benefits from the National Housing Trust, NHT. Find out more on this week's edition of Get the Facts. Making Jamaica the place of choice to live is high on the government's development agenda. And there is good news for low-income earners, who in another few weeks will be able to access increased benefits from the National Housing Trust, NHT. In the first instance, persons who earn $12,000 per week or less will be eligible for 0% loans from the NHT, up from $7,500 per week.
Based on calculations of the trust, such individuals would be qualified to borrow up to $4.89 million. Two contributors of similar income level below $12,000 per week can now jointly afford a mortgage of $9.8 million.
Prime Minister Andrew Holness. Contributors earning between $12,001 and $20,000 per week will be eligible for 2% mortgage interest rate, up from $7,501 and $10,000 per week. And persons earning between $20,001 and $30,000 weekly will be eligible for loans at 4%, down from 6%.
Those contributors who earn above $30,000 weekly will continue to pay at the highest interest rate of 6%. These adjustments will take effect for mortgages written after July 1, 2016. The prevailing 2% interest rate discount for disabled and senior citizens, as well as the 1% reduction for public sector workers, will continue to apply.
The government also made adjustments to the NHT's Home Grants program. The program aims to help lower-income contributors afford a home. Under the initiative, contributors who earn a maximum of $10,000 weekly can apply for a grant of up to $1.2 million to augment the amounts they can afford to borrow from the NHT, up to a maximum of $3.6 million. These funds can be used to finance the purchase of a unit or to construct units. Here are the new adjustments.
The combined ceiling for mortgage loans and home grants will be capped at $4 million per contributor. As such, persons earning $12,000 per week or less, as well as senior citizens and the disabled, will be eligible for the home grant, which is now capped at $1.5 million.
Prime Minister Andrew Holness. To access the home grant, persons must be contributing for over 10 years. This will be adjusted in line with the contribution's refund period of 7 years. Finally, government has proposed to increase the loan limit for house lots from $1.5 to $2 million. The increase is a response to market demands. This means that contributors may access up to $4 million jointly for purchase of a land or lot on the open market and a further $7 million for construction of a housing unit on the same lot, subject to affordability. For more information, contact the NHT at 1-888-225-5648. That's it for this edition of Get the Facts. Join us again next time. I'm Andre Palmer. There's no specific vaccine or treatment for ZCV. Mosquito prevention is key. Protect yourself from ZCV. Keep your surroundings mosquito-free. A message from the Ministry of Health in association with the Jamaica Information Service.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.